a golden oldie again. There may be trouble ahead, but while there's music and dancing and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Facing the music, another thought. We used to call it that when we were going to be corrected by someone. We were going to face the music. Correction, beloved, is not rejection. But to hear some Christians' reaction to it, correction, that is, you could be mistaken in believing that they were experiencing rejection. The moment the warm fuzzy is removed and the dummy is taken out of their mouths, the yell goes up. The decibel level increases. God is getting serious with them. He's looking for them to grow up, to mature. So he's asking for a degree of discipline in their lives. But he isn't getting it. Why is it that we will just not submit to even a modicum of discipline in our lives, some of us? Could be our arch enemy, self-will. We have this value system we've created over the years by which we measure everything. And if what is asked of us, no matter who does the asking, we perceive and receive as criticism, rejection, or even judgment, we won't do it. We're shooting ourselves in the foot, you know. I wouldn't be describing you, would I? Would I? Oh dear. It's time then, my darling, to face the music and dance with him, as the old song says. You won't win this one, you know. You're just wasting the only commodity you have, time. You can't get that back. Why not capitulate and do as he's asking? There's a good soul. I knew you'd be open to reason.